Hi there. The word for today is science proves the Bible true. We've been talking about it for the last few days. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 7, Solomon writes, "To the place from which the rivers come, there they return again." The Bible talks about the water cycle. "All the rivers run into the sea," writes Solomon, "yet the sea is not full. To the place from which the rivers come, they return again." Every day, the Mississippi River dumps approximately 420 billion gallons of water into the Gulf of Mexico. And when you think about the Thames, the Nile, and the Amazon, every day the same thing is happening in rivers all around the world. So, where does all that water go? The answer lies in what's called the hydrologic cycle, which the Bible introduced, by the way, almost 3,000 years ago. The wise King Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 11 verse 3, "If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth." Amos the prophet wrote in Amos 9 verse 6, "He calls the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth." And Job's friend Elihu in Job 36 verse 26 said, "Behold, God is great. He draws up drops of water which distill as rain from the mist, which the clouds drop down and pour abundantly on man." Now, the idea of a complete water cycle was not fully understood by science until the 17th century. Yet, the Bible clearly explained the water cycle. Look, here's the truth. Your Bible is inspired, it's inerrant, it's reliable, and by the way, it's more up-to-date than tomorrow morning's newspaper. And here's an interesting thought. Every newspaper has a correction column acknowledging its printed errors, but not the Bible. You can trust it to guide you right in every area of your life. That's the word for you today.